So why are you running? What specifically made you throw your hat in the ring?
Well, there are a couple things, but I suppose it begins with my belief in public service. I spent 25 years working for the U.S. government and for international agencies, promoting citizen engagement, promoting democracy building, private sector-led development, and transparency and accountability. So running for office gives me an opportunity to act locally on what I've been practicing globally. But we also moved to Basalt in 2015, and we purchased our first home ever. So as new homeowners and now even more new business owners, we registered a business last year, we have an interest in the future of the community as residents and as business owners.
What skills do you bring to the council?
I spent my early years in banking and finance working in New York City. I can read income statements, I know about budget and finance, and I understand cash flow, which I think will all be valuable as a member of town council. I've worked with municipal governments during my 25 years overseas in structuring their own strategies and privatizing government-owned assets, restaurants, hotels, bakeries. I've worked on municipal finance and budgeting and helped a variety of municipalities conceive public-private partnerships. And for the past 10 years, my wife has had a public relations and communications company, and in supporting her as a director of her company, I learned a little bit about communicating ideas and how to use ideas to influence behavior and change. I've got a couple graduate degrees from the University of Michigan, one in economics, one in environmental policy. I've worked with national governments forging their own development strategies, and the strategies help countries like Bulgaria go from the precipice of economic collapse in 97 to EU membership in 2007. I also have worked in a variety of settings on consensus building, bringing people together.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
I'd like to further reinforce the town's commitment to adopting green technologies. We've done some great stuff. I'd love to capitalize on the presence of the Rocky Mountain Institute, the Aspen Global Change Institute, the Roaring Fork Conservancy. I mean, these are institutions that are influencing global thinking around these issues, and that's really important. And to have those anchors of really smart, knowledge-based enterprises in our community is something that I really feel strongly that we can capitalize on. I'd love to continue to promote alternative transport, RAFTA, the bike share program, promoting alternative energy and energy conservation, adopting strategies at a community level to reduce our carbon emissions and go carbon neutral or carbon negative. I'd love to see more projects that creatively conserve our culture and heritage. Groups that are working with the open space, either Pitkin County or Basalt, on agricultural initiatives. I'm very strongly in favor of public-private partnerships. This past year, we saw the approval of the Habitat Project. This is the quintessence of what we were working on overseas, bringing the public and the private sector together in a way that accomplished an objective and allocated the risk to the private sector and produced a public good for the community.
What is the first thing that you would do if elected?
I would love to encourage the town to move forward on the revision and review of the Basalt Master Plan. I think the opportunity now is fantastic for us to chart a future for Basalt that is progressive, that is contemporary, that responds to all of the changes of the past decade. Our current master plan was drafted in 2007, and a lot's happened in the past decade. But we're also poised for the review and revision of the Eagle County Master Plan. We want to lead that process, and Basalt can help shape and define the future for our valley by moving forward first on the revision and review of our own master plan. We see an enormous amount of vibrancy in Willits with the advent of the temporary space, with the brew pub, and I would love to help promote the further success of our town in the neighborhood of Willits. But I'd also like to see the invigoration of Old Town, and what that means is different to a lot of different folks, but I think we need to move beyond the impasse that we've encountered with the Pan and Fark parcel, and hopefully that would happen in conjunction with a resolution of the Clark's parcel. Finally, what I'd love to do is reach out to the chamber to create a municipal chamber consultative council so that we can further advance the interests of business that creates the vibrancy that brings the vigor that we're looking for. Thank you very much, Raleigh. It's a pleasure talking to you.